With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States has announced more than 500 new sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and the death in custody of the opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
U.S. officials say the sanctions will target Russia's military-industrial complex and financial sector, as well as entities in third countries that Russia uses to evade existing sanctions. A number of Russian officials are also on the list. Washington says it has linked them to the death of the opposition leader Alexei Navalny at a Russian penal colony last week. President Biden said the measures would ensure Vladimir Putin paid an even steeper price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. And he once again urged U.S. lawmakers to approve more funding for Ukraine.
BBC correspondent Will Vernon reporting. Tomorrow's the South Carolina primary, and most polls show former President Donald Trump with a big lead over contender Nikki Haley, who was once governor of the state. Political analyst Chris Gaglieri says Haley is hoping to make a dent in Trump's lead in South Carolina Saturday.
The big question is going to be, is his result in line with the polling that we're seeing that shows him with a blowout lead there, or is it going to be a much more modest victory like the one in New Hampshire wound up being?
Former President Trump says he would strongly support the availability of in vitro fertilization for couples and women who are trying to have a baby. And he's calling on lawmakers in Alabama to act quickly to find an immediate solution to preserve the availability of IVF in the state. The comments come after a ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the NASDAQ dropped 44, the S&P up by 2. This is SRN News. Most teachers don't want transgenderism in the classroom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 50% of public school teachers working grades K through 12 do not believe the concept of so-called gender identity should be taught at all. Another 14% say if it is taught, students should be told their gender is fixed at birth. That leaves only 33% of public school teachers who believe kids should be taught they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Engagements are ticking up after a pandemic-driven slowdown, and experts think there will be a surge in marriages in the U.S. this year. Experts say that would be good news for children who do better in two-parent homes than in single-parent ones. Marriage also makes economic sense. 32% of kids living with a single parent are in poverty, compared to just 8% of those whose mom and dad are married. This is SRN News. Stocks end the week on a winning note, despite the mixed results today from the indexes. We hear more on this story from correspondent Seth Sutel, who reports to us from New York City.
Stocks clung to modest gains on Wall Street, enough to edge the S&P 500 index to another record high and its sixth winning week in the last seven. Weakness in some technology companies, including Apple, nudged the NASDAQ composite slightly lower. A pullback by travel-related companies also checked gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 inched up by less than 0.1% Friday. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.3%. The Dow added 62 points. That's about 0.2%. Live Nation rose 2%. The owner of Ticketmaster reported a 36% gain in revenue last year. Intuitive Machines, the company that made the first U.S. lunar landing in more than half a century, rose sharply. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.